Here in the U.S. right now, we hear a lot of rhetoric that suggests that anyone who isn't white doesn't belong, or somehow deep down, that they aren't a true American. Robert Condavis Undiano has done a lot of thinking about why that's not true. He's a professor of English at the University of Oklahoma, and he's the author of the new book, Mestizos Come Home. He writes that Latinos, specifically mestizos, have been essential to U.S. culture and history far more than we recognize. Our host, Maria Hinojosa, sat down to talk with Robert about his book.
So, R.C., you, first of all, welcome to Latino USA.
Okay, great. Thank you.
It seems like what you're trying to do with your book is to kind of say to Latinos and Latinas, we are part and parcel of this country and always have been.
Oh, absolutely. Latinos need to stop apologizing. There's no question about that. But it's not completely in their power to be accepted in the country. So I really wrote the book for two audiences. I want Latinos to read it and be a little bit proud. But I also wrote the book for non-Latinos. They really need to do some cultural recovery themselves and know our history better and understand the place of Latinos in American culture and stop turning Latinos into the enemy.
So when you say that Latinos and Latinas have to stop apologizing, can you paint a picture of what that looks like?
Well, I think it looks like people caught in kind of a trap where they are from some place, but they don't feel like they're a part of it. And so they're continually explaining their outsider status and acting as though their contributions, you know, haven't been as deep as they, in fact, are. And this isn't really just about the United States. It really goes across Latin America. Latinos, or rather mestizos, are the majority in at least seven countries in Latin America.
Before we get into like a bigger conversation, you need to define the term mestizo.
Mestizo is a mixed race person in the Americas and probably somebody with indigenous heritage, but also European. Currently, if somebody knows the word, it really now is more often used as just meaning mixed race person of North America and Mesoamerica and Latin America. The one term that applies across the whole region is mestizo, mestiza. It's the most inclusive term.
Is there a vision, RC, that you have that by using the term mestizo, putting it on the cover of your book, you have a vision that mestizo will in fact be something that people in the United States ultimately assume as a title? Because we are all eventually, and many of us in this country, are mixed race.
Yeah, I would like that. I think that would be a good thing. But what I have in mind probably doesn't depend on that, though. What we have is amnesia in the United States and across the Americas about what our common history is. And we have amnesia about the contribution of mestizo peoples across the Americas. That's what needs to be done. We need to an act of cultural recovery that includes the history of the Americas, the impact that the people in the Americas who are of a mixed race origin, the impact that they're actually having, that act of cultural recovery, you know, needs to take place.
An act of cultural recovery. What does that look like?
Let me take you back to when I started writing the book. I'm a kind of assimilated Latino. So, you know, I learned Chicano literature, sort of regained Spanish, you know, there was some cultural recovery going on because I was a pretty assimilated Latino, and I read Spanish pretty well, but I'm not really a speaker in any easy sense. And I noticed a huge backlog of what was not known. There was a systematic amnesia about the real history of the Americas, about what the Spanish did. The conquest was devastating for this region of the world. It was like the cultural fabric of the Americas was ripped in a terrible, painful way. And we're still suffering from that post-colonial trauma, really. And people feel it. Latinos live it out in their lives.
So you're basically saying, hello, Latinos and Latinas, Mexican Americans, mestizo. Your presence in this country has been since day one. Your cosmology, right? Your vision of the world has actually impacted American history in really important ways.
Latinos need to hear that. And I thought, I'm going to make this as upfront as I possibly can. The message so often from the culture is Latinos go home, as if there's someplace else for Latinos to go. There isn't. This is home. Mestizos come home here.
In your book, you actually write that Mexican-Americans, that the presence of Mexican-Americans, quote, helps American culture to become a better version of itself and to move a little closer to being the multicultural, democratic, egalitarian country that America has always aspired to be. So you're basically saying that the presence of Mexican-Americans is actually, in many ways, an embodiment of the vision of the United States, because of the fact that we're mixed race, because of the fact that we, you know, have been here through different moments in history. You're basically saying, don't look away from Mexican Americans to understand American history. Look towards Mexican Americans to understand American history.
Well, that's exactly right, and I'm so delighted that Lin-Manuel Miranda with Hamilton is reviving interest in what the founders said. And I think Lin-Manuel is exactly right.
On the field, we've had quite a run. Immigrants, we get the job done.
You know, they were a product of their time. They did not get race. They did not get gender. But this notion of a multicultural democracy was an outrageously high, wonderful goal, that if you come here, your family, you're part of it, and that this could be a country, a nation, that would be continually renewing itself by absorbing new communities into it, and we would value a multicultural democracy. So I think when America sees this, they're going to realize, the country as a whole will realize, it really does have a stake in the success of the Latino community and the Mexican-American community.
But the truth is that right now, that's coming smack up against a current administration that seems to be sending different messages about who can and should be allowed to be in this country, and whether or not multiculturalism as a thought, as an idea, is really what this country's all about.
The founders foresaw this. You read the Federalist Papers, and Madison, at one point, he said, you know, something I really worry about, we've got this multicultural thing, and if this succeeds, wow, this could take off. This could really be powerful. But he said, I really worry that at some point there are going to be some groups, because of their economic power and the political clout that they've got, they're going to say, well, it's our country and it's ours alone. And if you go back through American history, Mexican Americans, for example, have been on the outs a bunch of times, and awful things have happened to the Mexican-American community after the Bracero program, where people started worrying about Mexicans continuing to come across the border. So, you know, I wish this were a recent problem. It really goes deeper than that. I think we've got to get more interested in the history of the Americas, the history of the United States, when we treat these problems as if they just cropped up with Trump. We're giving him far too much credit. And we're making the problem smaller than it really is.
Mexican Americans in the United States have, from day one of their presence, been negotiating how you bring your cultural history, your ancestral history, into a new land and accept what the new land is giving you. And it seems like, again, you're saying, look, mainstream America, you're just beginning to feel this because America's changing, the demographics are changing, you know, the communities where you live in are changing, and you're trying to understand how you're negotiating this. Hey, talk to Mexican Americans, because they've been doing this their whole lives.
No, that's exactly right. And they've been dealing with the failure of America to appreciate them. But at the same time, it's a time where we can finally, if we simply decide to take hold and commit ourselves, we can finally achieve what the country was supposed to be all along.
And from your own writing, it says, as the mainstream culture looks at what Mexican Americans are going through now, they might see what the entire country will be facing in the years to come. RC, thank you so much for joining us on Latino USA. We appreciate it.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much, Maria.
The American experiment begins with my friends all scattered to the winds. Lawrence is in South Carolina, redefining bravery. We'll never be free until we end slavery.
Thanks to Robert Condavis Undiano speaking with Maria Hinojosa. His new book is called Mestizos Come Home.